The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the morning podcast, looking at three charts in 3 minutes. Wow. We never quite make it, but there we are. It's Nick Leduc, the lady with the Fibonacci's, the Duchess of the charts. You're right, Nick.
I am all right. You can't make ladies hurry when they're not ready to.
I know. Oh, ladies. Having said that, my wife is very fast on getting ready. Literally, I like a shower, you know? When I get in a shower, I like a shower. It's something I love it. I love it. To me, it's not only for washing. It just seems to wash away a bit of the stress, have a think in there. So I can spend anything from 3 to 4 hours in there, you know?
Oh, I know. I think that's a man thing, actually.
Yeah, but my wife, she's in and out. Like, it's crazy. Like, the water doesn't... She'll switch it on, and she's out before the water's come out of the faucet almost. Like, what? So enjoy it. Relax a bit, you know? But there we are. Anyway, let's get on to the charts, because that may be more important than hearing about me and my wife's showering habits. I don't know. Maybe it's not in some people's books. first one is ever popular, one of the most followed companies on Vox, 88 Energy. What does the chart look like, Nick?
88 Energy, and a wedge within a bigger wedge. So since the start of 2017, we've been really consolidating tightly. When it winds up like that, it's always, you know, precedes a big move. Yeah. And we are within a bigger wedge. So sometimes what I like to do, and you'll see it on the chart, is get an early warning of a breakout by drawing trend lines on the RSI. Now, the RSI is based on closing prices, but it does kind of work. And this one, I think, is about to go. And it's held, you know, since we broke above it in December, we've sat on top of the 200-day moving average really, really nicely. I think if we close back above the 50-day moving average at 2.47 again, we're on our way. We've then got to break above 2.6. And if we do, first target is 3.38 from here. So it looks really good.
What is it? 3.38?
3.38, yeah, because okay. Third touch of a descending trend like that, you often see a false breakout. Mm-hmm. But if it breaks out and then holds above it, then the next leg higher should be underway, and that should be a decent one.
Yeah, because it's also that where it's stalled at that 4 pence level, didn't it, back in March
last
year.
It really is, but we're oscillating. You see, we've had the big rally at the start of 2016, and then we've consolidated and gone sideways and in really a bullish pennant. You know, when you see an equal triangle like that, they call it a bullish pennant, not a bull flag. And we're hovering around the 50% retracement of that big rally, which is at 2.3. And if you look since January, every time we've come back to touch 2.3, which we did, you know, we did it on the 25th of January, we did it again on the 9th of February, 10th of February, then yesterday, again last week, and every time that 2.3 level, that 50% has been support, and there's buyers there, so I think it looks really good to go.
Let's move on. We've done it. We're gonna double triple the time here. I shouldn't have started my shower chat at the start. EQT, I like it because you're passionate about the chart. That's good, Nick. That's a good sign. In fact, a little too passionate.
Perfect.
Almost. Go on.
EQT, perfect example. Started 2017, broke above the 200-day moving average. Perfect example of what you want to see. Another bullish pennant that has broken out at the start of the week, and we are now pushing new highs. this is bullish. It's made a lower high. So that there's, for sure, we're going to go to 10.3 next in this stock. And what happens there is going to be really key. If we fail at 10.3, we've made an ABC correction and we risk new lows and at least a retest of the low. If we can break above, and that's an ABC correction, if we can break above 10.3, then we will continue higher to 15.38 and 19.48, which is the 50% retracement of the entire decline.
Marvellous. All right, the last one is Extract Resources, XTR. We put a poll up there, and these are the top three most liked. So what do you reckon of extract?
God, you know, this one's really trying. So, you know, we in January, we've held the December lows. We've soared a double bottomed. We exceeded that target. We didn't quite reach the 200-day moving average. I think there's a possibility, you know, we could make a second leg higher. We've got a pivot level, an intermediate pivot level at 0.022, and that's what we're holding on to. And I think that we'll take another run at the 200-day moving average and the 23.6 Fibonacci, which is at 0.06. So from here, that looks pretty good. It's not quite ready. I'm not convinced it's quite ready to turn up yet. But, you know, down here, it's pretty super cheap. You know, normally in corrections, you'll see two legs. We've seen one leg. I'd like to see it attempt another leg.
Yeah, it's cheap for a reason. I mean, this company has failed several times, and there's a lot of pain being here for shareholders. Dilution upon dilution, you know, failed promises here. And they've now got 25 billion shares in issue due to constant dilution there. It's, and it's so many false breakouts here. So, well, I'll believe when I see it.
I think if you want to see this stock bottom, you know, that gap in July, August is pretty key. And that's also where this Fibonacci level comes in. So if we can get above 0.67, so I would say a daily close above 0.7 and into that gap, it is a bottom, but that sort of 0.7 level is where we're going to have trouble, and that's where the gap is.
Yeah, okay, and it still needs a big move to get there, really. Anyway, Nick, tell me about...
It needs a big move to get there, but if it gets above there, we can say it's bottomed. Okay. Until then, we're just making corrections.
Marvellous. Now, tell me about your shower habits.
I'm only kidding.
We have time for that. We'll do it tomorrow. Listen, Nick, if you send me the charts, I put them on Vox Markets on the company pages and also the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk, forward slash blog. Looking forward to hearing about Nicola's shower habits tomorrow morning. Thanks, Nick.
Goodbye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.